than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
Hey, it's Chris West here. Just wanted to step in real quick over the Batman theme before we get on with the show and wish everybody a Merry Christmas from everyone here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio and That Sci-Fi Show. We're going to go ahead and replay last week's episode, which you didn't get to listen to. You get another chance, too, where we had Carol Barrowman. You might know that name. Actually, John Barrowman is her big brother, you know, Captain Jack Harkness. And you get a little insight on him. And we do a year in review with David DiRico from Sci-Fi Overdrive. So stay tuned. Merry Christmas from all of us at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network and That Sci-Fi Show. Be sure to check out the websites, thatscifishow.com, holisticlifestylesradio.com, and we will see you next week.
His sponsor called me the second he heard it and said the same thing, that him and his wife were crying.
And it's funny because when guys like yourself and Rich get together, or even separately, the power of the pen. And you have that instrument that, you know, now is linked to God. It all comes out in your music, man. It's amazing stuff. Just amazing.
You know what? Ricky has been a songwriter for a long, even longer than I have. Mm-hmm. And he's my songwriting mentor, you know. I mean, I'm not a bad songwriter. But, I write with a lot of people. And he came up with a great term. I guess it must be a Nashville term, Ricky. The lead dog. You know, when I'm writing with some people, sometimes I'm the lead dog. When I write with Richie, he's the lead dog. And, you know, it still amazes me that I'll say a line and then he'll make that face and then he'll come up with a great line after that. And that's how we sat there. It just was like ping-ponging back and forth. And that's what great co-writing is.
Richie, this whole process, as he was just talking about, for you to be able to just, you know, there's no egos involved in this. You guys just sit down and you let it flow.
Yeah, it's a very loose process. Once you start getting tight and you bring egos in the room, then the gift, you misplace your gift. Mm-hmm. There's no room for, you know, there's no room for ego, really. Not when you want to get to the truth.
Yeah, and you definitely can't have that in this type of, in any type of establishment that you're trying to be healthy in.
Yeah, and you know, and that's where you find and pick and choose the guys that you want to write with, and ultimately write great, you know, songs and have a great collaborative effort. You know, when I'm in the room and I feel somebody's ego, I mean, I'm done. My day's done. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to put myself and subject myself to that anymore. I did when I was coming up the ranks, but now I pick and choose the products and people I want to work with. I mean, Ricky, you know, he's like my brother from another mother, you know?
And, you know, the other side of it from my end is that, you know, we co-wrote some a couple other songs that'll be on my... But these songs that Ricky had nothing to do with, I brought him down, I played him everything, and I said, you know, you got any comments? You know what, Richie would go, you know, you don't need to go to that part again. Why don't you cut that bit? And you know what? I took a freaking scissor and I started cutting, because I've learned in being around for a while that, you know, you take criticism from people. You don't have to use it if you don't want to, but you have to put your ego aside enough to know when somebody does know more than you on a certain thing. And sometimes when you're with the writer of a song, you could get really close to something, you know, and you don't want to change it. And that's a stubborn, you know, that's a songwriter's stubborn quality that a lot of people have. It's like, well, no, yeah, I like it like this. What are you talking about? You know, but the funny thing about this, and I'm really easy now, you know, when Richie or somebody I respect says something, I totally take it into consideration. Of course, it's my song. I have the last say on it, but 99% of the stuff which he suggested, I immediately changed because I know he knows. But the funny thing about Broken is, you know, we sat down and write it, and he said, yeah, you don't need a guitar solo. And I gave him that little solo and said, you know, dude, I put this solo in, and it's staying.
Listen, I want you guys.
It's quick, man. Nobody, it'll just go by.
Just hang for a second. I'm going to do. We got to do the top of the hour station identification, and I'll come right back to you.
Okay.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using Soundpillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
That Sci-Fi Show.
That Sci-Fi Show.
On the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
And for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you.
With your host, Joey Donovan.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness.
Chris West.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament, and the evening and the morning was the second day.
And Sci-Fi Amy.
And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good.
The opinions expressed on that Sci-Fi show are strictly those of its participants, and are not necessarily those of this station. the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, its staff, management, or sponsor. And now.
And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
It's That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
And then, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due. And with the, hold on, let me turn your mic on first. Wait for the light to come on.
Yeah.
The Apollo 8 message and that intro and the way you cut it up, that was very great, Joey. Thank you.
Dang, what's dope? My name is Mike.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there's not two lights to show when her mic is on and when your mic is on. So.
Well, hit both.
Did you turn my mic off again?
I didn't turn it on. Yet.
Let's pause down on you.
Well, I was agreeing with Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, Apollo 8.
You have to understand the year 1968. In chronological order, we were sending our boys to a war we weren't going to win. Eisenhower was right. We weren't going to a war to win. We were going to war to make money. Military-industrial complex. Enough said about that. Johnson knew. Especially when Cronkite went over there and came back with his report, and he basically said, Mr. President, get our boys out. And Johnson said, if I've lost Cronkite, I've lost the country. And in March, he said, I'm not running for nomination for the presidency. So Hubert Humphrey, his vice president, ran. And there was another senator named McCarthy, in this case, who was a Democrat, who wanted to get the troops out of Vietnam. And then Bobby Kennedy, for whom LBJ couldn't stand because, A, he was JFK's little brother, B, he was attorney general that he inherited from the Kennedy cabinet after Kennedy's assassination.
Yeah.
Bobby basically told LBJ to, you know, do what you got to do. I'm no longer part of this. And he ran for Senate from New York in 1966 and won. So Bobby threw his hat in the ring sometime in March. Then that early evening of April 4th, a shot rings out in Memphis Sky. And Martin Luther King is assassinated, the drum major for civil rights.
Yep.
And Bobby makes the announcement while he's in the campaign stop in Indianapolis, and it's somewhere from YouTube's. And then Bobby's assassinated after he wins the California primary
in the hotel kitchen.
Yeah. And the youth of America was surrounding Bobby. And it was like the second coming of his brother Jack. And it got to a point then you had the California, you had the Chicago Democratic primary in Chicago and the riots. And then LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? And finally it got to a point where everything was just at such turmoil that when NASA found out that they that the Russians were sending a rocket to the moon, a probe to the moon,
yeah,
in December, they already had great success with Apollo 7 in October, and the next mission was Apollo 8, and that was going to be testing out the lunar module in Earth orbit. And Apollo 9 was supposed to go to the moon in early 69. They realized we can't have the Russians beat us to this.
No.
So we're going to go ahead and take the crew from Apollo 9, put them for Apollo 8, if I'm right in saying that. So you got Frank Borman, Jim Lovell. Both of them were on that Christmas flight for 14 days in Gemini 7.
Yeah.
Okay. You put them together with Bill Anders. You send them up in the tin can, 10 orbits around there, get there before the Ruskies do, okay, because this is what we found out from the CIA reports. And that essentially is what happened. And the cherry on top of all of this was the reading from the book of Genesis on that Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1968. And essentially two things came out of that. One, an anonymous telegram was sent to NASA in Houston, which simply said in three simple words, you saved 1968. But second, the Apollo 8 astronauts were Time Magazine's Men of the Year.
That's right, they were.
Yeah, they were. And
now, you remember that during that time period, if because it's kind of popular right now with WikiLeaks going on, and that was kind of the very secretive, hush-hush information-sharing age, too.
Yeah.
How quickly do you think the owner of WikiLeaks would have been killed back during the Cold War if he'd done what he had done today?
I think the owner of WikiLeaks would have been placed inside an isolation tank for about 8 years until at least we got Apollo 12 on the moon.
No, I think the CIA would be – back then the CIA was a little bit more creative, probably like more like a little room with no window and fed acid on a daily basis.
Maybe they would have shot him out of a rocket and just put a Post-it note in his chest that said, fix this.
like General Tracer from the end of Venture Brothers. That was such a great ending.
Pretty much. Now I mentioned the Gemini 7 flight, which went concurrent with the Gemini 6 flight, and we'll explain that next hour, because at the same time that was going on, another important event happened 45 years ago on television. We'll explain later.
Uh-huh.
It is That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Welcome to it. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. That's Chris West across the glass, and she is Sci-Fi Amy, the one who sits to my left. Hello.
Hi.
Got your Christmas presents ready?
No.
What?
I still have lots of shopping to do. I hate shopping.
Whoa. Hold on a second. You're a woman.
No. I'm not a normal female. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like shopping.
I've seen you in the.
I've already went on. I've gone online to Best Buy and I've ordered some gifts, and they'll be ready at the store. So I just walk in and pick it up. It's already paid for. It's awesome.
So you
no
don't
shopping.
You don't like walk around.
No. I'm gonna do some more online shopping that I could pick up at the store, and that's about it.
And we're not married.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, I know.
Is it the end of the world already?
It's not 2012 yet, but it's getting close. It's almost 2011. Wow, because I was going to ask if you can make me dinner tonight. But
yeah. Cook?
Yeah, I know. That's what Chris asked me last night.
Cook?
What, cook a meal? Yeah.
You want me to cook?
Yeah, it's like, Chris here's like free chicken thighs from the grill from the big holiday hoo-ha party.
What are you going to do for me if I cook?
Do what every good husband does to their wives. Give them money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much?
Preferably 10s and 20s.
Lots of 20s?
Oh, lots of 20s.
Oh, wow. I'll have to rethink this one.
Lots and lots of dead presidents.
I like dead presidents.
Very, very much so indeed. Especially my favorite dead.
What's part. Your favorite meal? I make a mean lasagna.
I'm sure you do. Hopefully not.
Some steak?
Hopefully not offended either. We are going to take it light today because it is December 18th. It's 1 week before Christmas. And we're going to go ahead and replay this as well. So if you're listening to us on December 25th, Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
No, not merry, happy.
Why happy?
The English say Happy Christmas. Now, we Americans have said Merry Christmas because merriment involves drinking and debauchery and passing the doobie on the left-hand side or something like that. And happy is
just
more,
a general nice way of saying it.
It's
non-party affiliation.
It's actually going to.
Well, then wouldn't you say happy holidays instead?
No, that's
no.
That's
that's PC.
Yeah,
and we just don't follow PC.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because you've heard the O'Reilly enough, especially this war on Christmas and all those Christmas trees, man, just scorched earth. But suffice to say, a happy Christmas.
I have a fake one.
Yeah, two fake ones, I think. But
no, I don't. You know it.
The lights all around you. And
yeah. Yeah.
As for me, I look like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Very much indeed.
Yeah, at least you have the head for it.
Yeah, you know it. And I got the little ball that's like dragging me down. It's but anyways, it's a family show. So Merry Christmas to all of you.
You started it.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be just taking it light, reviewing the year 2010 in sci-fi. We're going to be ringing up David Zurica very shortly. And that's this hour. He is host of the nationally syndicated Sci-Fi Overdrive. It's heard in about 20 cities nationwide and also through their website, scifioverdrive.com. Next hour, we're going to ring up Carol Barrowman, who is a columnist for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. She's also an English professor, I believe, and we'll give her credits up shortly. Yeah, she has a brother named John. He's doing a series called Torchwood. So we'll be talking about.
I miss that show.
We'll talk about
it. It's on its way back. Very shortly.
I know. But I still miss it. You know, I want it to be back now.
And a bit of sci-fi news as well, including the cancellation of Stargate Universe by Sci-Fi.
Oh, wow. Well.
That's right.
And
oh, well.
It's not like it's the original.
There's a reason why it's not spelled S-C-I-F-I anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. And in fact, I think that's one of the questions that people are asking Sci-Fi Amy, correct?
That's right. We have the Ask Sci-Fi Amy section
that's
now.
That's
not
one of their questions about why they call it sci-fi.
No,
that's a leader.
Why did sci-fi cancel Stargate?
Why did they cancel Stargate? That wasn't the question.
What was the question?
Why did they cancel Caprica?
Why did they cancel Caprica?
Oh. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Same reason they canceled Stargate.
Well, why did they cancel it? Not making enough money?
You said the secret word. Money.
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 Viewership went down.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Right.
And at the same time, if viewership goes down, then that means you don't have enough butts and seats to look at advertisements, and therefore it's not worth it to produce. At the same time, Stargate's a tired brand, kind of like what Star Trek was at one point in time, kind of like what Doctor Who was at one point in time, and that's typical and expected, and you're running low on gas. Now, that being said, you happen to have wrestling. And I think there could be another night of WWE as a result of this. Maybe.
Really?
Possibly. Possibly.
Jesus. How many nights on Sci-Fi are they now? Three?
As many as they can get.
There you go.
That's right. Ever since my wife Linda lost that senatorial election in Connecticut, I'm just going to go crazy.
Excuse me.
It hurts to do that voice, doesn't it?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Beavis and Butthead.
I'm sure it hurts
better.
To be him in real life.
Yeah, it does hurt to be him in real life. But anyways, that's what we're going to be discussing. But before we go any further, a couple of things. One, sad news in our family. John Hollis's father passed away yesterday, I believe, the 17th of December. And we want to send our condolences to him and to his family. He is up in New York right now with his family, and they're making arrangements, and we just want to let them know that we're thinking of you, brother. We love you, and take the time up there, do what needs to be done, and we'll hold the fort down for you. Chris has even said if he has to stay here and sleep on the couch, which is...
Oh, yeah, that's a stretch.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll do that, too, and he'll make sure everything gets taken care of for you. So,
it doesn't happen every week anyway.
Yeah, I know. But that being said, our thoughts and prayers with you, sir, and God bless you and your family, and look at it this way. He's safe in the arms of Jesus. So, just let you know about that. And... Chris, we have sponsors we need to thank as well, don't we?
Of course we do. We always have our nice, lovely sponsors. We got Canatelli Builders, the Seaside Park Hotel Inn, Addiction Professional Academy, Beckert & Associates, Canatelli Builders, Crossroads Center of Antigua, Intervention Through Bail Bonds, Robert Gluck, Attorney at Law.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Exactly.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, I know. Let's play some music, shall we, that'll start us under, and that way Chris can go us to bring us to break. And you are listening to that Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and I'm sure Chris will press a button, and we'll hear his voice talking about the websites and such. So, in the words of Howard Stern, we'll be right back right after these words.
Custom news service today must include repetition at the right time on the right forum. Send your advertising dollars correctly. And send your advertising money by advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascanio Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
WNBC, or something like that. It's the Green Hornet, which is coming out next month, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? After seeing the trailer a couple more times, I don't think the story's going to be that good.
I saw the Burger King advertisement where he flips the switch and all the labels are in Japanese, and the next thing you know, he blows up the Burger King, which I think is pretty cool.
The Burger King commercial aside, yes, that was a very great commercial, very well done.
Yeah.
I just think the storyline overall is it's not Green Hornet.
Well, and then again, did you expect anything to be anything proper except for a Batman and Superman? I mean, there's got to be some reboot somewhere.
Yeah, but it's not that it's rebooted. It's more of the character of Seth Rogen. It's, you know, the hapless layabout who just decides that he's going to become, you know, a super, you know, hero the next day.
But that's a very cool thing because of the fact that he really has no reason to more or less wreak vengeance after the death of his parents or just become someone, considering he's from a civilization that's dead a long time ago in the galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, but you have to remember, when it comes to the Green Hornet, though, that was the whole show, the whole comic, the whole series is all based around karate.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen does not have he has the Jack Black style of karate body.
Okay.
You know, sure, that guy can move in ways that we thought fat people shouldn't be able to move, I don't see him, you know.
So we have a stoner as a superhero, and this is not your dream come true?
No.
No. Wow. Well, let's punch up David DeRuyk and find out what he has to say about this. David, what do you think? Do you think, am I right in saying that it's cool to see Green Hornet in such a manner, or perhaps maybe you agree with young Chris's designation that maybe it should go back to the tried and true?
Well, as the director said, you guys are being fascistic. As for Green Hornet, I am not enthused about the new adaptation of it. It looks like it's going to be playing it for laughs, but in it, defense, Green Hornet, as much fun as there is the nostalgia for the Bruce Lee series, the fact that we call it the Bruce Lee series when Bruce Lee was the sidekick tells you how much society has placed on the importance of the Green Hornet himself. So if there's a series you're going to reboot as a stupid comedy and ignore the quality of the original, Green Hornet's one that's one of the lesser sins.
You're right about that. David DeRuyk joins us this hour, and that's Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I'm Joey Donovan. He's Chris West. She's Sci-Fi Amy. By the way, our website's at scifishow.com, we just want to let you know that you can listen to us online at wwnnradio.com.
They can still go online, and it says listen live now. Click here, and they can click there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, I have a question for you guys.
That's Sci-Fi Amy, by the way.
Yeah.
And just a heads up, and the website for Holistic Lifestyles Radio is holisticlifestylesradio.com. But David DeRica is host and producer of a nationally syndicated Sci-Fi Overdrive, which is heard nationwide on many cities across the country and on the World Wide Web at www.scifioverdrive.com. Amy.
I have a question for you guys, okay? What is it with the color green in comics? We have Green Hornet, we have Green Lantern, Green Arrow. Don't they have another color?
David?
Yeah, there are lots of comics.
I mean, come on. I mean, everything
colors.
Is green, green,
Red
green.
Tornado.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay, what other? Okay, but green seems to be like, you know,
well, there's
everybody uses green.
Black Panther.
Well, Black Canary.
Black Canary.
Yeah, Apache Chief.
Well, one of the reasons why they would use green, especially early on, is the early four-color printing could only do the really bright colors well. That's why the really older superheroes are all in what's viewed as the traditional four-color system, the bright red, bright blue, bright green, because the early printing methods could only do really garish colors.
Uh-huh.
But as for green itself, I'm not sure about what's so great about green, but I do remember hearing that the human eye can perceive umpty-flump more shades of green rather than other colors.
You're right about that, especially where color blindness is concerned, because green tends to be that particular secondary color that tends to pick up more. And I think it's more even more than the primary colors as well.
I would have to look into that, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah,
and it's actually funny is that with all the green superheroes, the actual first printing of the Hulk, the most infamous green superhero, was actually gray due to a color mix.
But he was green.
No, not in the first original comics. He was gray.
But he was supposed to be green.
He was supposed to be. But
I'm just saying, you know, green is like a dominant color in comics.
That's right. That's right. This week, obviously, we're closing down 2010. David, I know we have many opinions and many designs on what we thought 2010 was in terms of what the big stories were. For you, David, was there anything just of 2010 that just stuck out of the ordinary that more or less, you know, was screaming 2010 that more or less people will remember this year for outside of just many things that tried and just didn't really hit the mark.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of my big things was Kaepernick getting very unceremoniously dumped in favor of yet more reruns of Next Generation. let's see what else. And there was another good year for Doctor Who. That's always good.
It was.
It was a very good year for Doctor Who.
It's not over yet. It's the Christmas.
A Christmas episode on Christmas Day.
That's right, being fast-tracked for BBC America. So, yeah.
They say he's the ghost of Christmas past.
Yes.
Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. But David.
That sounds interesting.
Exactly. But David, your thoughts, especially as David Tennant was the most popular Doctor since Tom Baker, and now we have this guy who's young, who's very younger than all of us in this room and on the phone, and he's taken over this role. And it was like this man was born to play, and hopefully he'll play for at least another, four or five years.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I was very skeptical of Matt Smith when he was first announced. I was ranting about, you kids get your TARDIS off of my lawn. But he has definitely shown himself to be more than capable of doing a good job with the Doctor. I would hope that he's sticking around for the long haul.
What do you think about his persona? And obviously you've seen the previous 10 actors in the role, at least in a couple of episodes. At least what do you think that he's brought home for himself, that more or less is original from him? Or has he more or less drawn from the previous doctors? And in this case, which ones?
That is a tricky one. So far, he definitely has a manic wonder about the universe. Mm. Like, gee whiz, the universe is really neat, and I'm glad I'm exploring it type feeling. But that was also something that Tennant had done to some degree. So I'm not sure how much of that is the direction that they are looking for whomever's playing the Doctor these days or what the Doctor is bringing to the role himself. But it seems like he's definitely having a lot of fun playing the character, as opposed to someone who is like Chris Eccleston, who was playing this very heavy character. And it didn't seem like he was having that much fun doing it.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was probably because of the fact that he, maybe it was just a, Maybe. I know that if David Tennant were chosen to be the Ninth Doctor, some folks were greatly concerned that the show would have failed. You needed to have someone with a certain gravitas in the role. And I've always thought and felt that if you had an American actor, if this was an American version, in order to bring it back, you'd have to have someone who had some sort of star power that would make people stand up and think. More or less someone like Tom Cruise, I guess, who more or less bring people back to the television and make people think, okay, they were serious about this. But I know that where Tennant was concerned, he really hit the ball out of the park, and he did such a magnificent job in establishing, building upon establishing at least what Doctor Who was all about when we were growing up as kids. And now to hand it over to this young'un, in this case, 26-year-old kid, I know that come the 100th anniversary of Doctor Who, he's going to be highly associated with the program. He's still going to be fondly remembered, Matt Smith, especially after he does it for about 4 or 5 more years, and all the best to him for it. You know, sci-fi, we had the pleasure of having Thomas Vitale, the senior vice president of programming from sci-fi about a few months ago, and he was very, very generous to us, as always. I know that he has been in the past when you and I were hosting Sci-Fi Overdrive back in the day. I wonder perhaps what his mindset may be if we had gotten him to sit him down and ask him specifically why would sci-fi wish to go ahead and just kind of stop the momentum when it comes to the Galactica mythos by canceling Caprica, and at the same time kind of grinding to a halt after 2 years Stargate Universe, after we've had Stargate on for about 15 years, or maybe the brands are being tired.
Well, actually, I saw somebody online point out that with the cancellation of Universe, that this is going to be one of the first times since Star Trek The Next Generation started that we will not have a spaceship flying around in outer space-based television series. Mm-hmm. Not just the ending of the Stargate franchise in its modern form, but there will actually be, as far as they could think of, and I've been trying to think of anything going on, there won't be a boldly going type show at any point.
You're right about that. Yeah, 23 years. Wow, that is a heck of a one. 23 years since Star Trek.
Wow, yeah. Now that I'm actually thinking about it, yeah.
1987, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
As much as Tom Vitale's a nice guy as a person, I don't know what's going on with – they made it clear a while back when they changed their name to Seafew that they wanted to be reality shows and ghost hunting.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be more WWE, like you wouldn't believe.
People always complain about wrestling when they're complaining about the direction that sci-fi is going in. At least wrestling is people with abilities and powers far beyond that of mortal man.
Yeah.
Running around in a haunted house in the dark is not – there's nothing science, there's nothing fiction.
True. Plus, you have an ample amount of, I guess what you could say, work in wrestling terms, a lot of plot, a lot of contrived plot devices that more or less keep the action going in between what you happen to see in the ring. So for those of you who happen to think that wrestling isn't real, think again, because, okay, granted, the action isn't real, but at the same time, there's a lot of people who make this stuff real. And at least in my opinion, in the end result, it wouldn't surprise me if maybe there's one, at the most, two more days, nights of WWE wrestling, one on the weekends, maybe one on Friday night. But it's like what I said before at the beginning of the hour, there's a reason why it's no longer spelled SCIFI. They want to have a complete and total radical change, and at the same time, with the way television has always been constantly changing over the past 20 years, I mean, we don't even think the purpose for the titles of these networks, they don't even serve their purpose anymore. Arts and entertainment. The last time I saw, you know, an oboe quintet on A&E was what, 1983. instead, they're showing Dog the Bounty Hunter. So yeah, it's essentially it's more entertainment than arts. But that's
yeah, or like AMC. I mean, I love Walking Dead. It's been a really fun show. Uh-huh. But uh-huh. I remember back in my day, mm-hmm. AMC was about movie classics, and they would champion film preservation and stuff like that.
That's
now it's called PCM's bag.
Yeah, it is TCM's bag. And, yeah, you're correct. American AMC hasn't shown a movie, I think, pre-1980. I think the earliest from the 80s they probably shown was Airplane. But you're correct about that. David DeRica joins us. He is the host of a nationally syndicated Sci-Fi Overdrive, which runs nationwide, many cities across the country, and on the World Wide Web at their website, www.scifioverdrive.com. Ooh. Dark Shadows. David, after the break, I want to talk with you at least about your thoughts in regards to Tim Burton's mounting a new production of a film based on Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp as Barnabas Collins and the chap who wrote Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Apparently, he's writing the screenplay. That and many other stories that shaped and molded the year 2010 in sci-fi. On That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, where our website is www.thatscifishow.com. And the website for the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network is holisticlifestylesradio.com. I want to thank our internet partners intherooms.com and mysilverstein.com for joining us in partnership. That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Get back after the break. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru, and I invite you to connect with me every Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN 1470 AM, Boca Raton, Florida, or blogtalkradio.com/ShiftGuru. Listen to the Creating Cafe, consider the possibilities, and let me assist you in shifting those limiting beliefs so you become the dynamic, creating individual you're intended to be.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well-respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Sorry. That sci-fi show, Holistic Lifestyle of the Radio Network, continues. Welcome back to It. She's Sci-Fi Amy. I'm Joey Donovan. He's Chris West. And
quick hi to Alan.
Oh, yes. Quick
thanks
hi.
For listening, Alan.
Yes, thanks indeed.
Best brother.
Yes. One listener. Building one listener at a time.
No, we have more than one.
Yeah, your mother.
But he's the, him and my mom are the original listeners.
Yes.
And every week.
I think they're the only two listeners we still have.
No. I have lots of my friends listening, too.
I'm glad they
do. And their friends, and their friends. We have quite a few, let me tell you.
And friends. And male
students. That's right. We have quite a few listeners, Joey.
I know.
I've seen the numbers.
David DeRica's got quite a few listeners, too, with his nationally syndicated Sci-Fi Overdrive, which is heard across the country and on the World Wide Web through his website, www.scifioverdrive.com. He joins us for the balance of this hour. Next hour, Carol Bowerman will be joining us as we'll be talking about her thoughts were about 2010, and also about what her baby brother John is doing somewhere out on the left coast, somewhere in America. But David, as we mentioned before we went to break, I'm sure you probably heard a lot of crazy things going on from the camp involving Tim Burton in regards to the new Dark Shadows reboot. At least I'm going to call it a reboot. I hope they do very, very well with it, especially with Johnny Depp involved as Barnabas Collins.
I'm hoping they do well, but I thought about them. If you look at what Johnny Depp's been doing lately, he's been doing a lot of, for lack of a better term, zany stuff.
Yeah.
Whether it's Sweeney Todd or Captain Jack Sparrow, a lot of his characters have been just kind of over-the-top goofy. Now, that works for something like Sweeney Todd or Pirates of the Caribbean, but Barnabas Collins doing goofy hand gestures, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be okay with that.
I'm
going to give him the benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. but I'm not so jazzed about this as I have been other Tim Burton, Johnny Depp things.
I'm thinking this. He's been wanting to play this ever since he was a kid. At the same time, he's been playing the goofy role. So how many Pirates movies has he done? What, 26 or something? So
yeah.
So he needs to cleanse the palate. By cleansing the palate, what better way to do it than something that he really wants to sink his teeth into? I'm sorry about that. But a role in this case, Merry Christmas, like Barnabas Collins. And when you consider that Dark Shadows still is doing very well, it got canceled 40 years ago. How can it be doing it? Trust me, Bantam still keeps this thing alive. And the audio adventures continue the mythos quite well indeed. So when you have all these folks that are looking at Johnny Depp immediately, it's like, this is probably our only shot at having Dark Shadows as mainstream as possible again back in the day, back in the late 60s, early 70s. And it doesn't hurt to have girls screaming at vampires with sparkle.
vampires that do not sparkle.
I know. But in this case, the girls will scream over the vampires that sparkle. And at the same time, the middle-aged broads are going to be screaming over this vampire who doesn't sparkle, in this case, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I was about to say, if one of the sparkles, I riot.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Dave. Yeah. We'll burn down every theater in South Florida.
Now, boys.
Now, boys. You have better things to do, like I don't know, something.
Going out and getting me a Christmas gift?
Oh, yes. Yes. David, has anything else, at least we've had a chance to think over a couple things on commercial break. Has there anything else that at least over 2010 that may have come to mind that maybe not many people have known about, at least, or that they should know about, or maybe something out of 2010 that people should be looking once again on DVD or reading as a book or just watching as a television program? Maybe they might have been put off the first time. Maybe they should go back to it. What do you think?
Well, they got the new super-duper edition of the old classic Metropolis, the Fritz Lang movie, and that's fully, completely restored. It ran on TCM, German TV, and now I think they've got the DVD and the Blu-rays of it out, and it's really cool. I mean, they're missing all of, I think, 8 minutes, and it's little bits and pieces here and there rather than a giant scene now.
So essentially now you can watch the story unfold and not really have to worry as much because, again, you know, a couple of seconds here, a couple of seconds there, but the plot isn't really thwarted. You more or less see this from start to finish. And considering this thing came out about, oh, my, it's what, 2010, 11? Yeah, about maybe...
It's not 100 years. Not there yet, but it's almost.
Yeah, 1927, considering I have to, like, pull my calculator and such. But considering that, that was one of the foremost films pre-1950, one has to realize it would have been a sin just to see it lost to the ages. So I'm very, very glad to see that a film like Metropolis is doing very, very well indeed. I know you're still very much big on the anime. In fact, if I'm right in saying, you still have your jacket with all the clothes on pins.
Oh, yes, just still have the jacket.
Yeah. And that being said, I know anime has done pretty well for itself in 2010, especially with the Studio Ghibli productions and such. Anything that we that more or less we should more or less think about in terms of how anime was molded by 2010.
Well, no specific series, but actually just a couple of days ago in Japan, they passed some legislation in Tokyo regarding basically comics that are considered harmful. And the problem is the law is written so amazingly vaguely that you could say Mobile Suit Gundam would qualify on it because they steal the robot, and that's encouraging criminal activity. So the state of Japanese animation and comics is actually in a bit of a limbo at the moment as everybody's waiting to see how this new law plays out because Tokyo is one-third of the market, so what goes there goes everywhere pretty much.
So in terms of the legislation, forgive me if I wasn't understanding it too clearly, it's not so much in the content, but it's more or less I think if you remember the Pokemon incident, that was kind of emulated in The Simpsons. It's not so much for health issues, but it's more or less for content itself.
It's like the old Comics Code guy, Corruption of the Innocent. The politician who's behind it is a real scumbag. I mean, he denies Nanking, has wonderful slurs towards the Chinese. He's not a nice fellow.
Oh, so he's essentially Bill O'Reilly. Okay, yeah. What, Amy, what?
I don't know.
David DeRica joins us on this broadcast of That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We kind of took the previous segment a little bit longer, so we'll just keep running?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're actually getting on breaks. We're all caught up.
No, if that's the case, no worries there. Hey, David, you know, I meet up here with what's your name again? No, with Chris. Chris and you have a number of things in common. Suffice to say that I think one of the main things that the two of you have in common is that you're both from Ohio.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, my dad's from Ohio. I'm native Floridian.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in terms of the lineage and the roots and all that, so. Yeah, I just more or less make mention.
Random facts.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we just go ahead and proceed with a break? Because I'm beginning. We need to go ahead and just get a recharge the batteries at least for this final segment. And after the break, I want to talk with you, David, about Sci-Fi Overdrive. In fact, another event that just happened today, if I'm right in saying, I think it's called Life Day. We'll discuss that after the break. In the meantime, you are listening to the Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, where you can visit our website at www.thatscifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com normally. Today we're not, but we'll forget that. We are heard, though, on wwnnradio.com, so if you're trying to listen to us on the radio and you can't, that's where you go. Click on the Listen Live. And I think you can also click on the Listen Live banner at www.thatscifishow.com. And the website for the mothership, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, is HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, that is, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
And if you guys do go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and you click on the That Sci-Fi Show banner, it will actually take you straight to the WNN website, which will instantly start streaming our show. So,
okay,
I just checked it out. It's working up. So they changed it since we don't have our blog talk working this week.
Perfecto, perfecto. Carol Bowerman joins us next hour to talk about her thoughts of 2010. Meanwhile, David DeRica's nationally syndicated Sci-Fi Overdrive is heard in many cities across the country and online at sci-fioverdrive.com. Just a heads up on that. Back with him after the break. That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Back after the break. Stay with us.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly to send your advertising money. Buy advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
By the way, heads up, if you're going to be listening to this program as we'll rebroadcast on December 25th, A Christmas Carol, which features Matt Smith as the Doctor, Karen Gillan as Amy Pond, and Arthur Darville as her husband, Rory, will be broadcast tonight on BBC America, December 25th, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's right.
Yes. So
for the first time in the U.S. and England at the same time.
That's right. That's right. Canada gets it on Boxing Day.
Stupid Canadian
guy. Now.
Hey.
Now we'll gladly accept their money on the table as long as they do whatever to us. They can do whatever they want to us as long as they put the money on the table. David DeRica, host of the nationally syndicated Sci-Fi Overdrive, which is heard nationwide, am I right in saying that, on radio and also online at www.scifioverdrive.com. David, I know we've been talking about 2010, but I also noticed on your website you also mentioned that today, I believe, if I'm right in saying, is Life Day, correct?
Oh, well, I figure this is as close a time to the well-loved holiday of Life Day as any to celebrate it. But, yeah, it's definitely getting towards the Life Day season.
Mm-hmm. And now for those... ever wonder what Life Day is, you remember that travesty called the Star Wars Holiday Special?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Where Princess Leia at the end says, "This holiday is yours, but we all share it with you with the hope that this day brings us closer to freedom and to harmony and to peace. No matter how different we appear, we're all the same in our struggle against the powers of evil and darkness. I'm hopped up on goofballs." Yeah. Pretty interesting, to say the least. Right, David?
Oh, it was a classic. What I've always gotten a kick out of is how in the extended universe stuff is kind of slowly reincorporated the events of the holiday special back into Star Wars.
Mm.
Like, Itchy and Lumpy have been established as real characters, as has Mala. The whole concept of Life Day is now kind of acknowledged as the real Wookiee holiday.
Mm. Mm.
They all flat out say, yes, we endorse the holiday special, but they don't flat out deny its existence anymore.
Meanwhile, George Lucas is like sitting behind his desk going, whatever the hell you want, I'm making money, I don't care.
Pretty much.
Get over here, Indy.
Yeah, right.
It's time for my 3 o'clock.
It's a family show. It's a family show. David, I know, let's talk about your nationally syndicated radio talk program, Sci-Fi Overdrive. What's it all about, Alfie?
Well, it's this totally radical concept. We talk about science fiction and related forms of genre entertainment. I know, it's mind-blowing.
Mm.
But, no, seriously, it's pretty similar to what y'all got. We've got science fiction news and comment. We've got guest interviews. As of late, let's see who's had on. We've had on Jennifer Spence from the now late-lamented Stargate universe,
mm-hmm.
Leslie Iwerks, granddaughter of legendary animator Ub, with her documentary on ILM that she did for Encore, Lois McMaster-Grigol, had Joel Hodgson on not too long ago. This week on the show, we've got a guy whose claims are so outrageous, so outlandish, we cannot even give his name.
Sure.
He's not just some guy from the Internet. He's some guy from the Internet who worked actually in an Arabic language Japanese animation dubbing company.
Hmm.
So he's got all sorts of really cool dirt from the inside of the anime industry, but he gets it from a rather unique perspective. Or does he? You must make the call.
I will say that you're doing very well. You have a number of interviews with actors and authors, everybody from Joel Hodgson, from MST3K, through Lois McMaster-Grigol. Chase Masterson, who's a Facebook friend of mine. You're doing better, and also in terms of spaceflight and hard science as well. I think Stephen Pine, author of the book Voyager, Seeking Newer Worlds in the Third a Great Age of Discovery. So you're all over the place, and that's a good thing. That is a Night of the Living Trekkies. You know, we should rip as guests.
Actually, that we were talking about that a while back because that's the book where they had the very well done trailer, movie trailer.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, all right, this is going to be a movie. And then you find out at the very end it's a book. And it's like, well, I'm not going to read that now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fun book. It's definitely a good read. There are some good scenes that are not in the trailer. But the trailer gets the basic joke across. Now, when I talked to Kevin David Anderson and Sam Stahl about the book they had written, one idea we were batting around back and forth was that you could very conceivably do your own fan movie of it. It's just about any smallish convention.
And in addition to that, David, I know you're also going to be at the upcoming MegaCon 2011, where I know you've done a fantastic job of getting in touch with a number of stars and actors from various and sundry series, including Michelle Nicholson, Star Trek, and also Richard Hatch. In fact, I'm right in saying I think all your shows dating back at least to April are through your website, available hopefully on MP3. And your website, once again, is www.scifioverdrive.com. Any big plans coming up for 2011, especially in the month of January, especially where Las Vegas is concerned?
Well, January probably not. More like November is what we're looking at, but I am going to be getting married next year, probably around November. We're still figuring out exactly when we're going to do it. As Mara is, knock on wood, going to be working at one of the country stations at the building I'm working at.
Oh, excellent.
Congratulations, David.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
They've been together now for, 32 years? And
Well, we actually have only had concrete plans to get married for about a year. And even then, we'll go to Vegas, figure out whoever's got the best Elvis impersonator wedding, and we'll go to that one.
Well, you know, I am Universal Life Church minister. I can go ahead and don't have a jumpsuit. And
I, too, also have my Universal Life.
That's right. That's right. So I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and drop about 50 pounds.
I'll hold them down for you, David.
I'll be the young Elvis. He'll be the old fat Elvis, right? We'll be the Elvi. And it's like, well, this ring, do you wear? Do you wear?
Well, I think there actually are packages available in Vegas for both a young and an old Elvis officiating the ceremony.
I would not be surprised if there were.
Not a bad idea. I didn't realize you were Universal Life Church. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case. You never can tell.
Yeah, you know, it came up one day. It's like somebody was talking to me. And I was like, yeah, you just go online and fill this thing out, and then you pay like $30 to the state.
Okay.
So I haven't done it in the state of Florida. In the state of South Carolina, I am able to give actually wed people.
But we could do it in Florida. You can do it in Florida, yeah. You're okay with that.
Am I?
Yeah.
I thought it was per state only.
No,
okay.
No. It just, I mean, yeah. No, so you, me, and the Beatles, and I think about half the planet are all Universal Life Church ministers. But, yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm a notary public, and I actually did a wedding once for my cousin.
Excellent. David, we'll do it for free. We'll do it for free.
I will hold the guys down, and you can run.
We'll do it on the air, and it'll be like the Tonight Show, you know, with Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky. But we'll give you about a couple of weeks to think about it, and we'll talk to you about it later on. How's that? Silence on the other side of the phone. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just saying, you know, there might be something to it. You know, ratings grabs are ratings grabs, but they are called that because they grab the ratings.
True. And God knows we need as much on the ratings as we can get. And David DeRico is doing very well on the ratings with his nationally syndicated sci-fi Overdrive, which is heard in many cities across the country and on the World Wide Web at sci-fi-overdrive.com. It's been an honor, and as Chris would say, a privilege and a pleasure to have you on
Thank you for stealing my line.
Yes,
that's his line. Privilege and pleasure.
Yeah, yeah.
He finally got it right. You know how many times he said it and screwed it up?
Many, many times indeed. We have it on audio tape.
And I have it on video.
With David's website, scifioverdrive.com, and listen to his shows as well. And David, happy Christmas and happy 2011, and we'll touch base with you again real soon.
Good talking to y'all. Y'all have a good day.
See you, David.
You too. Thanks again. Take care now. Top of the hour.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, which means that we need to take a break. And I'm hearing the theme from Wonder Woman.
Yep.
So I think of a superhero with giant boobs, and Amy is right in front of me.
I knew you were going to go there.
Well, it's either Wonder Woman or Power Girl.
I am not dressing up like Wonder Woman.
Power Girl.
Oh, there we go again.
She's got to dye the hair blonde.
Yes, got to dye the hair blonde. She's already got the attitude. She's got the Brooklyn attitude.
Yeah. I am from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know. It's like Power Girl. This is my imitation of Power Girl. Hey, up here. Okay. Anyways, Carol Barrowman, next hour is when you're talking about her thoughts on 2010 and what she thought about things in sci-fi. And we're going to be hearing from her next hour. And, yeah, she has a baby brother, by the way, by the name of John. So we'll be reaching her about that. But we'll talk about her kids, too. That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Back after the break. Stay with us.
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you.
Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience. Canatelli Builders, 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep, by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
That Sci-Fi Show.
That Sci-Fi Show.
On the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
Is there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
With your host, Joey Donovan.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Chris West.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
And Sci-Fi Amy.
You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
The opinions expressed on that Sci-Fi Show are strictly those of its participants and are not necessarily those of this station, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, its staff, management, or sponsors.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
And now...
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
It's that Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
Now I don't have to watch that.
ever again.
What do you mean? Well,
why not?
What do you mean you don't have to watch it ever again? It's been on now for about 45 years.
Oh, I know.
It is considered the greatest Christmas special of all time. For a very good reason, because of Linus's reading from the Gospel of Luke. And
yeah.
Strangely enough, as they had all this together, as Lee Mendelsohn and Bill Melendez, the co-producers of this, you know, get the okay from Charles Schulz, and they have this complete, and they send this to CBS 2 days before it's supposed to air in December of 65, as Gemini 7 is orbiting the planet for 14 days, CBS executives said, we can't air this. He's talking about Jesus. This is Christmas. How dare you bring up Jesus at a time like this? And basically, Lee and Bill said, no, we're standing by our product. Charles, what do you think? I stand by it. And CBS said, okay, we'll see how this runs. And nearly 50 years later, it is one of the classics of all time, mainly because of Linus going out there with the lights, please, and going into that nice passage from the Book of Luke. And how dare you say you're not going to see it again?
No.
I can watch this on YouTube right now.
All right.
You can watch anything on YouTube right now.
This is your fault as well.
What?
If I'm going to watch any of those, I'm going to totallyoffensivevideo.com and I'm watching the other copies that you showed me.
Yes, and we're not going to mention the titles.
No.
That's why we want to be on the air next year. We still want to be on the air next year.
I will not mention that. I will just say if you want a nice reprieve from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
But you want it done in street.
Yeah.
No, I need, I need that website.
I think it's totallyoffensivevideo.com. Just Google that and it'll come up.
No, seriously. And
I've seen it before. I came in here and Chris was watching it and I was like, oh my God, that is hilarious.
Don't show the girls, please.
Oh, of course not.
Don't show the girls. Okay, that's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, hour number 2 in full effect. And by the way, it is December 18th or it's December 25th, depending on what part of the time space continuum you happen to be.
Nice cats there.
Yes, I know. Anyways, I know enough of the Tom Baker. But Chris, before we go any further, who are our sponsors for this hour?
We got Dan Ascani's Wealth Management, Sound Pillow,
mm-hmm.
the Seaside Hotel and Inn, Robert Gluck, attorney at law,
mm-hmm.
as well as Beckert and Associates, Canatelli Builders, and Crossroads Center at Antigua.
We wish you and yours a very, very happy and safe holiday season. So I was going to say holy, but we don't want to go too far.
I think if we, do the whole list of every holiday, have a tip-top tit, a rockin' Ramadan.
We could be like it's a Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, that's exactly where I pulled that from. And then now a message from my God, our sponsors.
You're right. And speaking of which, we have Carol Bowerman on the line. We don't want to keep her waiting.
No, she's going to call back.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
She's going to call back?
Yes.
Oh, well then, let me go ahead and take a commercial break. I'm sure Carol's listening to us online right now through our website, that's scifishow.com, or at least through wwnnradio.com. And the website for the mothership is holisticlifestylesradio.com, but also heads up, we want to thank our online partners as well, which is mysoberscene.com and
intherumsradio.com.
That's right, intherooms.com.
Intherooms Radio. Yeah, it's intherooms.com.
Intherooms.com.
Thinking of holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Okay.
No, but I was actually checking out Blaster just now before we go to break. We get a couple of minutes here.
Yeah.
There's apparently a hate group that's protesting Thor now.
Yeah.
Because they decided to go with a black Heimdall.
Yeah.
They have Idris, I think that's the guy's name, yeah.
Yeah.
Idris Elba from The Losers and The Wire is going to play Heimdall.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the group out of St. Louis, the Council for Concerned Citizens. It has this in big, bold letters. Everything else is typed out in normal letters. A legitimate hate group.
Well, it actually says a legitimate hate group.
I'll tell you what.
If they're going to go ahead and have the cojones to go out and say they're that, okay, they got my respect. I'll respectfully disagree with them, but they got my respect. At least they're, it's not like any pay no attention to what's behind the curtain. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the great and powerful Oz. On the EIV network. Yeah. Not saying Rush is one. No, but you get the idea. It's like we hide behind things. I hide behind things. I hide behind this microphone.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Amy is hiding behind a very large jacket.
It's cold in here.
Yes, I know it's cold in here.
Aw, poor baby can't see my rack.
It's a family show. I don't know what that means. I honestly don't know what that means.
Obviously, you can't see Iraq.
That's right.
No, you can't.
Not from here, anyway.
No, you cannot. But I can see Russia from my house. And with that being said, we are going to take a break. Great job. Charles Schulz passed away 10 years ago. But I'll tell you what, I consider him one of the greatest philosophers of the late 20th century. I mean, a bunch of kids acting like adults with adult problems. And that was essentially what Peanuts was all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we have South Park.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay, you cannot compare the two.
Yeah.
If you honestly think about it, South Park would be the Peanuts of our age.
Yeah.
And with the way that things are going and, you know, our society is, the foul-mouthed little brats that are on there and the crazy, you know, adventures they go on, that's kind of what the Peanuts, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, if you look back and remember the Peanuts, you know, where they go to Europe, and then they're, you know, walking down the beach at Normandy, discussing, you know, what it must have been like, and I mean, just children that have no idea, that should have no idea.
Should have no idea.
Of what that, you know, whole, of, you know, I mean, obviously they should know the importance of that event, but they should know the horror of that event. And with that, we'll go ahead and take our break.
Yes, we will. That's scifishow.com, holisticlifestylesradio.com, after the break, Carol Bowerman. Stay with us.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio. The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Oh, dear. He's back, isn't he? The one with the helmet and the robe and the little and the asthma.
Actually, speaking of this,
crazy.
It's a trap.
Try to do Darth Vader.
That's right. It's a trap. That's right. Yes. It's
and,
the parody of Star Wars Revenge of the Ewoks, right?
No. Yeah, Return of the Jedi. No, but the Ewoks are the bears from Cleveland Show, which is hilarious. No, all right. Go ahead and bust everyone's bubble now, but you'll find out the moment you start watching it, the famous scrolling credits. We'll tell you straight after the first two lines, oh, screw this. Fox made us do this, and there's a promise in there that they will do an actual funny, that Seth will make it up to us. Please don't take it, don't take this as, our word. We didn't really have much to do with this. Some ex-writer, I mean, it was pretty funny. It has its moments, but yeah, you could tell that it was like, they meant to do Blue Harvest as like the one offshoot.
Yeah.
And, Fox at the time said, ha, 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 it'll never do anything, and then it blew up.
Yeah.
And then now they did, but you have to do Empire. You have to do Jedi.
Yeah, and trust to George Lucas behind us going, what the hell, do whatever you want, make some money. I don't care. Pretty much.
I'll just wait, because remember, he's still got 3 films in his pocket to release anytime he wants.
Let's hope he does it before he dies. Joining us right now on that sci-fi show in our second hour as we take a look back at the year of our Lord 2010 is a young lady that I've had the pleasure of interviewing some time back for a podcast show I did called American Who. And her name is Carol Bowerman. She's a professor of English, I can't even pronounce the language, at Alvernal College in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. According to what she tells me, she's also a mystery columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So either she's a columnist who writes about mysteries, or she's the one who happens to go to those restaurants and just happens to, write restaurant reviews, maybe as, some weird pseudonym. Who knows? We'll find out shortly.
Or I go to restaurants with Darth Vader masks on, and then I just mysteriously eat whatever they put in front of me.
Yes, but how do you eat the soup?
It's a big straw.
Exactly. And she's also a reviewer for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So, and she has a brother named John. We'll talk about that later on. But, Carol, I got to say this. The big pressing question of 2010, where you are right now, even as we speak, somewhere in Wisconsin.
Yes.
The big pressing question that we all need to know right now, is Aaron Rodgers going to be able to play tomorrow night against New England?
Oh, my gosh. I knew I prepped for the wrong damn show. I can't believe you asked me a sports question. And I have to say why this is such a shocking question for me to try to answer, because I live with a Viking fan. My daughter was the only Packer fan, really, in our house, and she has she's now in Minnesota, so... I don't know. He had some kind of concussion. Is that right?
Well, yes, he had a concussion, and it's highly doubtful that he'll be playing tomorrow night. But I'm going to take the pass on the points anyways, even though I bleed green and gold. Nobody ever heard me say that. But
are you kidding me? It's all over our apartment.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. The walls are covered with green and gold.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure. I thought this was going to be an easy show to be on. First of all, you called me young lady, so I would come on your show anytime just for that. And then you asked me a Packer question.
Well, I could talk about, maybe you should get your husband on the phone and find out what he thinks about playing in actual cold weather conditions come Monday night here as honoring the 50 greatest Vikings of all time.
He is so excited about them playing that game. My son is actually at the University of Minnesota, and he is not a sports fan. He's not so excited because I think all the streets are going to be closed down, so all the Viking fans can start streaming into the stadium at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever.
Yeah, I think there's about 50,000 seats over at the University of Minnesota. There's 64,000 seats over at the Metrodome. So now it's going to be first come, first served. There's no alcohol. No alcohol whatsoever because it's a university campus.
I know.
And it's out there in the cold. Fran Tarkenton better show up and autograph everybody.
He better.
Yeah.
He better.
He better.
I'm saying that like I really know what you're talking about. Because you have to remember, I grew up in Scotland, so my knowledge of football comes completely from my husband and living, in the States for, obviously a long time. So please don't go back any farther with football questions.
It's rugby with pads and helmets, and the only reason why they wear pads and helmets is because they're what's who just want to get paid. That's what football is all about.
Don't even talk soccer with me, though. I'm not even that great at that. So.
Well, I know, Carol Bowerman, that your big story for 2010, and I know a lot of young ladies are going to be squeeing about this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You made a contribution to Chicks Dig Time Lords.
I did.
Yeah.
I did, and it was I was really happy to do it, and it was very fun for me to write that, because actually when I wrote it, the chapter, I wrote it, I had just really, I think, finished turning in the manuscript for the second book with John. And so I had been sort of channeling him, and it was kind of fun to look at our childhood a little bit and our history with Doctor Who from a purely personal, my perspective, both as his sister and as just sort of growing up and becoming, you know, someone in academics and an intellectual who just still loves, you know, a Dalek.
Mm.
Can I say, or hates one, depending on how you look at it.
True.
I think you have to love to hate the Daleks.
Yes.
You have to love them and hate them all at once, because it's just such a great character creation.
It's amazing. And I think, I don't think this is a big secret, I think most people probably know this, but John actually has one of the black Daleks, and you guys will be way better up on any of this than some people in your audience too than I am, but from whatever episode there was black Daleks, he has one, and he has it sitting in the foyer of his house.
Wow.
I think that would be the Cult of Skaro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, does it have batteries? Does it vibrate?
Can I come over?
It is a really big Dalek, let me just say. Actually, the first time I saw it, we pulled up in the dark in front of his house, and I had not seen it, and he sort of opened the front part of the door open and sort of edged me in there and then closed it behind me and had it come on, and I weed myself, I have to say. It was not a pretty sight, not a pretty experience. I, you know, was very scared the heck out of me.
Well, brothers will do that.
Yeah, brothers will do that. How is John?
Now I need to get a life-size Dalek.
Yeah. How is John, by the way? I trust he's getting work.
Yes, he's doing fine. Although I think he's probably stuck in snow somewhere right now. I hear Scotland is being really, you know, in the middle of a very bad snowstorm, and he's doing Panto. He's playing Aladdin right now in Glasgow.
That's right.
For 6 weeks, I think.
Wow. And for those of you in the States who don't know what Panto is, when you think of pantomime here in the States, you think of Marcel Marceau and just walking against the wind. But over in the UK, the best way to see this is if you happen to watch an old Monty Python sketch where a pantomime horse just breaks in the middle of the act and all of a sudden people are shouting, oh, no, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, no, he's right behind you. You know,
it's a very sort of traditional form of interactive theater, and it's geared at children and kids, and John loves to do it every year because for him it's sort of initiating kids into the world of theater, which is obviously one of his passions, and they're hysterically funny, and I know, like in Milwaukee, lots of families here go see A Christmas Carol at Christmas and have some Dickens. Instead, most British families would go see a Panto, and almost every city that has a decent theater has a Panto. A few big stars do them on the West End, and John tends to take his around the country a little bit, and he's in Glasgow this year. So, and then when he leaves there, he'll, of course, be coming to L.A. to begin filming Torchwood.
Yeah, which I understand just picked up Bill Pullman and Mickey Pfeiffer, I believe.
Oh, well, you're ahead of me in that. I did not know that.
Oh, I just wrote it through DoctorWhoNews.com. It's nothing special like it.
No one knows everything Doctor Who.
Well, I've been drinking the Kool-Aid of Doctor Who, but I'll tell you what, to be a Doctor Who fan in Chicago in the 1980s, because I know you were born and raised for a bit in Scotland. Your parents had the coolest jobs. I think was it both parents or just your mom that run a radio, a record store?
My mother worked in a record store. Actually, her best friend, her best girlfriend, and her husband owned the record store. And my mom worked on it. Worked in it when we all went off. You know, got old enough to go off to school. And yeah, it was great because we got free singles all the time. You know, probably the first kid that you know had a portable one. Remember those? I don't know how old you all are. I'm showing my age now. I think I had actually had a portable turntable that I would carry in this huge big box.
Oh, yeah.
I was the only one that had one, and I had a huge supply of 45s, supply in the neighborhood.
I have one in my house. It's an old Caliphone model. It's the type you have for the schools, which has all four speeds.
Oh, yes.
I know. It's like 16 for like, you know, for the blind people with the talking books. Then you had your 33 and your 45s, and then you had your 78s if you wanted to hear your grandparents Bing Crosby records. And, yeah.
I always thought it would be a great, and maybe someone's already written this, it would be a great sci-fi story to do something with that and music and you know, some sort of time travel through sound or something. I thought that would be, it always, to me, when I see the pictures of them, think they look like something out of, you know, an old sort of 50s sci-fi movie.
And if they can make the hot tub time machine, I'm sure we can make the turntable
yeah.
time machine as well.
Hey, if they can make Chevy Chase funny again, they could do anything. Now I know for you, I know you've done a lot of reviews in your respective publications as of late, and I know according to your website, you currently have Breaking Bad, True Blood, Mad Men, Fringe, Entourage, Justified, South Park, and of course Torchwood and Doctor Who, keeping your DVR busy. And
yeah.
that's a nice, lovely collection. For you, at least in terms of where television was concerned, what was at least the big one that stuck out in terms of what made media science fiction for you on television in 2010?
When I haven't updated recently, but I'm a little disappointed, I have to say, in Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's more dystopian than traditional sci-fi, but I'm lumping those all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say Fringe has gotten better and better with every episode.
Now, you think because it's being relegated to the Friday night death slot, as most of the fans are considering it, do you think it's maybe Fox's way of just saying, yeah, I know you did good, but you're too intelligent for us, or maybe they're thinking, like the producers, Friday night, you know, this is new territory. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what's out there.
I'm hoping that it's the latter because, quite frankly, Friday night in our house, we depend on what's sitting in the DVR because there isn't anything on that's really that great that I want to watch. So for me, you know, to have it be on, you know, on Friday night, it wouldn't really make much difference. But am I remembering correctly? Didn't X-Files go to Friday night at
one
point?
Yes,
it was.
Yes, actually, X-Files is the only show to survive.
On Friday night
death slot.
Friday at 8 o'clock, right?
I was a huge X-Files fan, so I'm going to go with thinking that this could be a positive move, that the sort of psychic energy on Friday nights for sci-fi could be really good because of X-Files. I'm really liking Fringe a lot. Part of the series when we were spending more time in the alternate world were not necessarily my favorite episodes, although I'm interested by the construction of that alternate reality. I liked the back and forth and seeing both at the same time, and so I liked the last few episodes, or the last two, and I thought the last episode was particularly really very, very well done. I have high hopes for it, and I hope it survives. It's been my favorite show, certainly sci-fi show this year.
Carol Barrowman joins us on this hour of That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And by the way, just in case you're happening to listen to us on Christmas Day and it's second verse same as the first, yeah, it's a rebroadcast, so happy Christmas to you all. Carol, I have to say happy Christmas instead of Merry Christmas because happy...
Yes.
Yeah, happy doesn't involve liquor.
It depends who whose house you're in.
This is true. This is true. And whether or not, and whether or not it's a free house.
That's right.
But we're talking with her about the big stories in media sci-fi and also literary sci-fi. And we'll talk with her about those things for the balance of this hour. In the meantime, visit our website, that's scifishow.com. And this, by the way, is Carol's website. It's Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, Barrow, as in wheelbarrow, man, as in, you know, not a woman, .com. Just a heads up on that. And you can check out her blogs. And anyways, just to let you know about that. But our website, that's scifishow.com. We're on WWNNradio.com. Listen to us online on that. And the website for the mothership is www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, back after the break with Carol Bowerman. Stay with us.
Paul Floridella, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866 ALLBAIL.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. Spend your advertising money. Buy advertising at drive time, 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
It's That Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And put it up, Chris, put it up. I'm going to backfill this. Okay, I think I can do this. Ladies and gentlemen, rats. See, I used to do this. I used to, like, sell up this particular recording of the B-52s. I'd just get up to the point where I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, the B-52s, men are going through the beep, 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 beep. I have to have a better ear for that.
Yeah,
what? Oh, God. It's Christmas, everybody. What can I tell you? I don't know about you. It's that Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, by the way. He's Chris West. She's Sci-Fi Amy. I'm Joey Donovan. Glad to have you with us. I don't know about you, but I know everybody has their own Christmas memories and what they tend to do for tradition's sake on Christmas. Up until fairly recently, I had an elf on the shelf. But I know Carol Verriman.
I didn't know you watched the league.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. But I know Carol Verriman. I know that at least from what I gather from your website, you always have this great particular tradition. At least when your kids were young, that it always ends up to a swearing Santa, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, and there's always some sort of dress up too that gets involved in the whole thing, and usually some sort of bizarre reenactment of the Sound of Music.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds kind of creepy, but in a nice way.
Kids are alive.
Yeah.
There you go. See, there's a sci-fi in there somewhere.
maybe you can help me out on this, because whenever this is the one song, and it's been out like for 45 years, my favorite things. Why it's not considered a Christmas song, but somehow it has been. Well, maybe am I wrong in saying that, or maybe it's because this is like an inadvertent gimme list for Christmas. Am I right, man? Or what?
I don't know. I have heard that people cite that as a Christmas song, and I think it's just because there's packages and isn't there a line with packages and ribbons and things? And but I know in our house it is a Christmas tradition to watch Sound of Music, and when
it does seem to always play during Christmas time, and the DVD always seems to be re-released around this time as well.
Yeah.
So I think at least in our house, it was always an association with that. We've just always had a tradition of, and maybe it's back to that panto tradition again. We always, and when I say we always, when my parents and growing up with my two brothers, everybody did a party piece Christmas Eve, and everybody had to perform in some way, and it was usually ridiculously silly, and girls dressed up as boys, and the boys dressed up as girls, including my parents and uncle and aunts, and we'd all, you know, sing songs or you know, do, you know, ridiculous little skits that, of course, we all thought were hilarious at the time. But we just sort of carried this over into my family. And John, certainly the Christmases that he's been able to join us, is always sort of the lead instigator in getting, you know, all the kids involved in doing, you know, similar kinds of things. So I don't know. Maybe it's related to the panto tradition in my house, and maybe we're just all freaking nuts.
I remember watching the documentary on John about a couple of years ago on BBC America, and I think he was asking his parents when they kind of sensed that they knew. And I think, if I'm wrong in saying this, please correct me. I think it was when your dad had mentioned that they were over at some holiday camp in the summer, and they were doing a talent show, and John got dressed up as a hula girl.
My dad was always dressing him up as a girl. I think deep down he just knew.
Yeah.
He was always, and yeah, in the show, I think John, one of the questions that people that were doing the documentary wanted John to ask my mom is the theory that it's mothers that can make their sons gay, and not just because of some sort of DNA or genetic, but, you know, if they wanted a daughter. And I don't understand all of that. But John, of course, tauntingly said to my mom, it's your fault. And my mom, and I don't know if this was actually in the video, but my mom turned to my dad and said, it wasn't my fault, it was his fault. I'll do that in a Scottish accent. My mom turned to my dad and said, it wasn't my fault, it was his fault.
Carol Verriman joins us on that Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I know that you are a mystery columnist, and of course,
yes,
obviously, on mystery books. We figured that out. It wasn't going to restaurants dressed up as Darth Vader. And I know that you also do reviews for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So at least in terms of where books are concerned, I don't know if you have a chance to at least experience the sci-fi literary over the course of the past year. But outside of another Harry Potter film coming out, and another Twilight film coming out, greatly influencing the sales of the books, of course, but is there anything that you've probably seen or maybe heard about, at least over the course of 2010, that maybe not many people have paid attention about and maybe could very well have been worth a second look or a second read?
Well, you know, I have to admit to being a bit lax with sci-fi literature just because, you know, I have so many other... I have to read so many mysteries in a week, but I do teach a class on the future into film and fiction at Alverno. And in that class, I try to keep a nice balance of sort of classic sci-fi and more contemporary sci-fi. And I think a completely underrated dystopian novel, although the film was really good, is Children of Men, P.D. James. The book is nothing like the film. And I know it came out a few years ago, but my students are always very impressed with it because it's not what they think they're getting if they've seen the film. It's much richer in character. It's a much more a story of a moral dilemma. It's got a very interesting allusions to lots of biblical allusions and mythology allusions. It's the more I teach it, the more I have great respect for it as, you know, a novel sort of in the last 10 years in sci-fi. But I somebody recommended it, and you all would probably be much better at this than I am. But an Ian McDonald. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him as a writer.
Yes.
And someone has recommended him to me a couple of times as having a really wonderful book that came out this year, and so I do have the him on my list to sort of catch up.
Okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but yeah, you're right about that, especially if you're reading, like, what, 5 mystery books a week? Wow, God bless. And in addition to that, I failed to mention also that, yes, you do teach over at Alverno College, which is also in Milwaukee, we can say that.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah. And I've also found here, at least we're going into break, I do want to mention a couple other things pertaining to before we go to break and then go to our final segment. I know that you've written not one but 2 books, co-written with your brother. The first one was Anything Goes, and the second one is I Am What I Am. Both are more or less biographical sketches, if you will. But I know that in the past year, you've had the opportunity to, and I'm very, very sorry to see it's no longer being printed anymore, Torchwood Magazine. I understand that they stopped publishing about, I think, next month or something. But I do know that you and John put together, at least the script, if you will, for a particular comic that was featured in the issue called Captain Jack and the Selkie.
Yes. Yes, I John and I ran into Tommy Lee Edwards, artist at Comic Con a few years ago, and we decided we really wanted to work together. He had done a picture of Captain Jack as the face of Bull that John just thought was stunning, and we said we got to work with you. And out of that, I took a short story that I had written a few years ago and reworked it built it as made it part of the Captain Jack canon, and Tommy Lee agreed to illustrate it, and it turned out fabulous. I think John and I just loved it, and the artistry of it was just terrific.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I had not heard that Torchwood hadn't survived. I know that they released a special issue in August, which included the reprinting of the Selkie, but I hadn't heard anything else since then, so I'm sorry to hear that.
I heard from a friend of mine on Facebook, a very trusted source, so let me just at least go ahead and just verify that one more time, at least while we're doing a Google search. But it doesn't say, but I'll go ahead and verify that. If I did say that in error, please accept my apologies. Worldwide.
Does that mean that the few issues that they printed, including the premiere issue with John and our comics, does that mean they'd be worth more?
One would think there's a number of Doctor Who monthlies from 1983 that are still available for about $30 a pop, but it depends where you go to. But I trust your check cleared the bank. Yes. but I can safely say that also your contribution to Chicks Dig Time Lords, which is an essay called Time is Relative, in regards to your relationship growing up with John, including the fact that he's still afraid of shop window dummies. That's already out. And
yes.
And just trying to figure out who wrote the piece. Oh God, Lynn Thomas. Lynn Thomas is responsible.
Lynn Thomas was one of the editors, and my favorite names for a press is Mad Norwegian Press.
That's
published
right.
It.
That's right. That's right. Great guys over there at Mad Norwegian. Lars and his young bride, they're both responsible, and it's amazing how they can carve out a living and still put out some great stuff and still be able to keep sane. So God bless them both for that. And I know that's also available from Mad Norwegian Press. And I know that your website also is www.carolbarrowman.com. I know what.
Can I put in a plug for my Twitter? I'm tweeting now.
Oh, most certainly. Add your Twitter account.
Barrowman Crime.
Well, please repeat that. I'm sorry.
Under Barrowman Crime. So Barrowman, Barrowman, and then Crime, Crime. And it's a way for me to give a shout out to some of the books that just don't make my column, because I can only ever get three or four into my columns. So and then I'm obviously talk about every other things every now and then, but it's mostly book and film kind of related, and there's a little sci-fi gets in there occasionally, but mostly mystery. And I'm trying to get up to 1,000 fans following me just so I can beat my son on Twitter. Shouldn't every mother do that?
Yes, definitely.
Now, what about John? Is he on Twitter?
He has one of those collaborative Twitters. So it's run by the wonderful women that run his webpage. And then when he tweets, he signs JB. And so, yes, he does. He is on Twitter. And I think he is Team Barum, I'm not even sure. You're going to have to check that on your own. I'm a bad sister. I don't remember what his Twitter page is.
Look at it this
way. One more fans for you, then.
Look at it this way. At least nobody is chasing your son for an autograph in the back of a Tesco, okay?
That's true. That's very true. Although there have been moments where Turner has been accosted, and I'm not sure. I think he's just quite fine with some of that.
I
suppose it depends who's doing the accosting, right?
Yeah, I miss those days. Outright. your Twitter at Barrowman Crime, CRIME.
Yes.
And again, your website, carolbarrowman.com, Carol spelled with an E. Carol, we appreciate your being on the broadcast tonight. And I hate to say this as a Packer fan, but please tell your dad I said go Vikings, even though they don't stand a chance.
Well, actually, my dad's a Bears fan. It's my husband that's a Viking fan.
Well, did I say your father? Oh, okay. It's your husband.
It's been a pleasure, guys, and thank you so much for asking me to be here. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's our honor. Happy Christmas to you as well, and have fun with the swearing Santa.
We will. Cheers, guys. Bye.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye now. Carol Barrowman, ladies and gentlemen. And, what a nice way to close out the Christmas broadcast, I think.
Of course, you know.
Hey, your question about the song, My Favorite Things, and why they think it's Christmas. Well, they do have a few lines in there. They talk about sleigh bells and snowflakes, winter, white winters, girls dressing up, because they're wearing, white dresses with blue satin sashes.
Or if you're a bondage fan, something all tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorites.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
Ooh, brown paper packages, which means you never can tell what you're going to get.
Like a magazine.
Might be leaking too, Yes. Might be ticking as well.
So, that's why they consider
the
a Christmas movie.
Nice ticking packages.
Yeah.
Those are always fun to send to your friends.
I remember.
Oh, I was thinking of magazines and brown paper magazines,
Yes, I remember very well. It was about 1979. I was asked, I set the coordinates for the TARDIS to land, and it was just before Led Zeppelin had performed a concert at Leeds. And I was asked to go to a postal box and pick up a package. Yes, it was a very large package. And it was tied with twine. I would have said string, but it's better for me to say twine. Notice how it stretch out one syllable words. It's like 16 syllables.
I like your Beavis and Butthead much better.
Well,
if you're gonna do the what I like to call that the bottom tooth, where you drag out that vowel.
Like
the guy from Family Guy.
What do you do? Oh yeah, the the English guy, yeah, the English guy with the big teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Tom Baker, Tom Baker is always fun to do, especially this time of year. I don't know why.
No, it's just a Tom Baker kind of season.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. If you're listening to this broadcast on Christmas Day, happy Christmas. Obviously, it's a repeat, and we just figured let's just go ahead and be lazy and record our show on the 18th and just run it on the 25th. We may be on the air on the 1st of January. I don't know.
I'll be sleeping.
Good. Take the day off. Chris and I will be taking a look back possibly at least who passed away.
Oh, yes. Definitely have to do the deaths in 2010.
Yes.
We didn't do that.
We didn't do that. We should. We must. We remember those. And obviously we can't do it until the year's complete.
Yes.
So a better time to do it than the day after the old.
Well, Dick maybe I'll be there.
Celebrities.
We'll see how late I stayed out the night before.
Yes. Yes. And I might be on the phone in just a bit. Well, you're going to be partying, aren't you?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'm always partying. What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm actually stuck here, so I'm actually thinking about radio station party.
what, yourself?
No.
Other people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my kids, so.
With me.
I'll have someone else drive.
I remember my first radio station party. I was working late night at overnight at a radio station, and then there was a lock on the bathroom door, and there was a copy of Playboy from April 1974, and that was an adventure. What? I
good times.
Right, hey, right up for
and
it was a scathing expose on Watergate.
For the article.
Yes, plenty of articles.
Okay.
Very important.
Who was the centerfold?
Henry Kissinger was the Playboy interview subject. Yes.
No, centerfold.
Oh, I don't know. I was reading about Kissinger. You know.
Okay, sure.
The Israeli.
Nobody remembers their name.
It was just some hot chick with blonde hair, right?
December. That's her name.
the
centerfold.
Once we make peace with the Egyptians, the best way for both to come to the table is to bring someone with very large hooters and just have them stare at her, and we just write things down, and they'll just agree, and we just say, hey, listen, we have door prize at the end. That's pretty much the case.
Now, my favorite Kissinger would be from Futurama, where they have a war against the ball planet.
Mm-hmm.
Kissinger sitting there negotiating, the balls are just like, there once was a ball that jumped 2.5 meters in the air.